Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I am your host, Cody, and welcome back to July's theme of awesome Spider-Man comics. So today we are talking about the Superior Spider-Man. Superior Spider-Man was a short-lived 33-issue run written by Dan Slott, with art by Ryan Stegman and Giuseppe Camicola, I believe is how you say his last name. And it has a backup story written by... does this one have it written? Oh, no, I guess Dan Slott writes all five of these issues. In other volumes... Christoph Gage writes a couple. So the whole backstory to Superior Spider-Man, what it is, comes from the Amazing Spider-Man issue number 700, where it's a storyline called Dying Wish. It's a storyline that runs over three books. I believe it's 698, 699, and 700 are the three issues that it runs through, I believe. But in the story, the whole premise is Doc Ock is dying, and he has basically figured out a way to transfer his consciousness into Peter's body and basically switch bodies, like Freaky Friday type thing, and trap Peter in the dying body that is Otto Octavius. So he does this and then takes over the mantle of Spider-Man and then decides that he is superior to him and basically takes over the life and the powers that is Spider-Man. So when he does this, he does a lot of things. He changes the way Spidey fights crime. He, changes the way that, Spider-Man, dresses. He changes the outfit. He's a lot more, brutal when he's fighting. He really uses the powers that Peter, holds within him, to back, because Peter could easily kill a lot of his enemies because he's very, very strong. And Otto doesn't really want to do the same thing. So when it starts off, the new Sinister Six is attacking a bank or a facility, and Peter shows up. He starts to fight them, and when he does this, he realizes he doesn't really care about fighting them. They're all kind of weak and below him because this new Sinister Six is all B-list, some even below B-list villains. And so he basically starts to leave. Boomerang then throws a boomerang at him that he misses, but it comes back and it's about to hit a cop, and then Peter saves the cop and it blows up and hits Peter in the back. So he loses his shit, scratches Boomerang, and they all escape. And then you find out later that he implanted nanobots into him and can track him, and he can actually listen to Boomerang talk to his cohorts, and he figures out where they're going to go to steal the next pieces of this thing they're stealing parts for. And so he sets a trap, essentially. Basically preps this place they're going to because he knows they're going to go there ahead of time. He sets specific traps for each of them to immobilize them. He then captures them all. He defeats them all in turn, using them against each other. Then it turns out when he's about to face off against Boomerang that he called the media in and let them know that he was going to single-handedly take down this new Sinister Six. And so the news is there to see him basically defeat them. And then he starts to beat Boomerang very badly, breaks his mask, and he's about to hit him or about to stab him with his claws. And then a ghost hand grabs him and he stays his hand. And Peter's like, wow, it's weird. I stayed my hand. Why? Not knowing that, Otto says that, not knowing that the mental image or mental ghost in essence of Peter is still there. He's just locked out of being able to do things. But if he tries hard enough, he can do things like stop Otto's hand. And so that leads to Spidey talking to the press and doing all these things and going through. He then meets with J. Jonah Jameson, who basically honors him with being a hero. And so Peter's like, this is insane. What's going on here? Later on, Otto tries to, in place of Peter, tries to do his life where he starts to date Mary Jane. Things don't go so well. He tries four different times. Finally, he shows off as Spider-Man, and it works. And then he goes about his business, thinking he can have it all. Little does he know that Mary Jane is in trouble all the time because of Peter. Many people know who he is. And Spider-Man too. But Mary Jane is then targeted by Vulture. Then Peter saves her. He then tells her that, hey, like, we can't do this. Like, you love us both, but we can't be together. And then he proceeds to track down the Vulture, where he finds out the Vulture's been using little kids as these new Vulture, little miniature Vultures going around causing trouble. And all this time, Otto is doing these slight upgrades to the spider suit. He changed the design of it. It's black and red, very reminiscent of the Spider-Man Far From Home. But he starts changing out the eyepieces, and they start to look more like goggles, hence the whole thing with Otto. And he starts to make these different improvements. He goes through. He has these little spider drones that he sends around the city that keep watch of everybody. He reminisces about the olden days, tracks down Vulture, confronts him, he basically gets attacked by the little miniature Vultures. Vulture sends them after him. They start to beat it, like, get him, like, real bad. They cut his face and are digging into his skin, and he basically punches one real hard. It breaks the mask, or knocks the mask off, and he realizes it's a kid, and that the Vulture's been using kids to essentially fight for him. And then you get to see inside Otto's brain. You get to see Peter. You can tell it's Peter because of the suit color. It's red and blue. He then sees a memory of Otto being slapped around by his alcoholic dad, and then realizing, oh, like, this is Otto's past. I'm seeing what he's remembering. And then Otto loses his mind. He's like, you're using children. He's like, Vulture's like, I always use children. And then so he tries to escape. Otto goes after him. They fight. They tussle. Vulture or Toomes tries to get basically the upper hand on him. And then Otto enacts one of his many plans. And he rigs a spotlight that was rigged up by Jane Jonah Jameson to go out. Drops power from the building it's sitting on, and essentially bug zaps him and Toomes, Vulture, blinding Toomes, and then he throws him into the light, shattering it and damn near killing the man. And then we go from there to the last two issues. And there's, like I said, this is volume one. I'm not going to go over all volumes. This is just kind of intro to it. The last two issues are about Massacre, who's a villain that was introduced many, many moons ago. Actually, I can probably tell you. I'd say many moons ago. Now it's many moons ago. It was in issue 655 of Dan Slott's run of Amazing Spider-Man, released in 2011. And he is a unrelentless killer. He doesn't hold any human life in any regard whatsoever. He'll kill anybody, women, children, old people, people who don't deserve it, things like that. And so he escapes from the prison that he's in by killing his way out. And actually killing a friend of Peter's. From this, then Peter enlists the help of another person that works with him at the lab. He upgrades his software to have facial recognition software. He puts that into the spider bots, and they can track down Massacre. Well, he tracks him down. He goes to stop him from killing these kids. He executes him in public in front of everybody and letting everyone know that, hey, this is how things should happen. No one should be... We've given him too many chances and he keeps killing people, so I'm stopping him. Pretty rough. And that's basically how Volume 1 finishes, issues 1 through 5. It sets up a lot in here. It sets up a new love interest for Otto and the character of Anne Marie Marconi, who is the daughter or granddaughter, actually, I think. And she is his tutor because he's trying to get his doctorate because he can't believe Peter never got it because Peter was too busy, obviously. Where did they say who she is? Fictional biography. She is the daughter. I can't remember if they say in here what she, who she is to Marconi, but I believe she's the daughter or granddaughter of one of the mob bosses, if I'm not mistaken, I think, is who she is. Right? Maybe I'm wrong. I can't remember if she has a different role in this or not. I can't remember what it is. It's been so long. So they have this kind of romantic thing with tutoring, and he kind of falls for her because of how smart she is. Throughout the rest of the next two volumes, so the next like five or six or seven issues or whatever, it kind of goes further in. And let's see what else about this one. Sets up the return of Green Goblin, getting ready to hunt down this new, more violent and a lot more crime-obsessed Spider-Man. I think that's really it. And then the next issue goes more into the Green Goblin story, and then eventually goes into there's Hobgoblin in one of them. Then there's the right? Is that the one where Spider-Man 2099 shows up? Then there's a thing with Agent Venom in one of the volumes, which is really fun. There's the Goblin Nation, which is a culmination of the Hobgoblin and the Green Goblin, or Goblin King, stories. Then it goes into the Spider-Verse issue, or a two-issue run, as well as him being in Spider-Verse. Then he makes another appearance in Spider-Geddon and Clone Conspiracy. He's in both of those. Yeah, that's it. That's all of them. There's a lot more to them. I just went over the bulk of Volume 1. For the most part, you can do the collections of all of them individual, and then there's a hardcover one for the three. There's three hardcovers, and then a he's the issues that he's tied to in the Spider-Verse ones are in the Spider-Verse book as well. But yeah, I think that's it for this week's episode. Next week, we are talking about The Amazing Spider-Man Family Business by Mark Waid. So, yeah, come back then, and we will talk about that, wrap up the month of July and wrap up Spider-Man, and we'll go forward from there. So, I was going to say something. I saw something. I was scrolling down this page. It doesn't matter what it is. But anyways, yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Tune in next week when we talk about Family Business. And that's it. As usual, I'm Cody. This is The Awesome with Cody. And like I normally say at the end of this, let's be awesome.